Six tanker cars full of soybean oil were derailed into the Mississippi River late Tuesday night. Canadian Pacific now says the damaged car that was leaking has been sealed. Crews are working to unload the soybean oil into new cars before removing the tankers from the river. Sabrina Chandler of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the agency is continuing to monitor the water, but they won't know how much soybean oil was spilled or its environmental impact until all of the cars have been removed.
The evidence that we've seen does lead us to believe that it was a small amount. Now, you know, a small amount in this case could be any number of gallons, but it doesn't seem like it was just a tremendous amount in the water, but right now we have no idea.
Canadian Pacific says they have set up containment systems downriver in case further spills are detected. Hope Kerbin, Wisconsin Public Radio. Canadian Pacific finished replacing the damaged track early this morning and is now working to remove the six tanker cars of soybean oil that derailed into the river. The railway detected a leak in one of the tankers yesterday. CP officials say they were able to seal it so they could unload the cars for removal. Sabrina Chandler of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the derailment is on the site of a popular outlook for viewing the annual tundra swan migration.
We've done a lot of work to restore this area to provide that habitat for those birds and the fishery resources that are here. So, you know, again, we're looking at a situation where, you know, things that are built to encourage wildlife to be here in this area are being impacted by these types of incidents.
Chandler says officials won't know the environmental impacts of the accident until the tanker cars have been removed. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.